What's up, guys? Welcome to the Dog Whisperer Podcast. We are officially in season 3 of the podcast. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the people around you either pushing you or pulling you towards your dream or away from it. And that topic really comes from me personally dealing with a lot of back and forth when it came to my personal dreams over the last couple of years. I've always been one that's very visionary. Like, I see the bigger picture and I dream very large. So I see something and I feel like we can do it. I feel like there's no reason why we can't obtain it. There's no reason why we can't do it. You know, I don't really think in no's. I don't really think that something can't be done. So over the last few years, I've had a couple of ideas and I just started wondering, like, why were they not going anywhere? You know, they're very good ideas. The market is ready for it. It's not oversaturated because it's not been done before in this market. But I always wonder, like, why isn't it happening for me here, even though what I'm doing is something that is needed and it will benefit the larger audience, meaning the kids in the area, the kids in the state of Alabama, the parents, the other coaches, high schools, everybody's going to benefit. But I just sat back and I just kept like asking, like, why is it not working? Like, what am I not seeing? Is this not something I should be trying to do here? Maybe I should be going to another state. Because, you know, I've had countless of coaches and trainers tell me, you know, come out here, we can partner together, we can make this happen, you know, we can definitely do it out here. And I just wonder, like, why can't we do it in our state? So over the last couple of years, what I've come to learn is that the people around you are directly tied to the success and or the failure of the ideas that you have. Who you speak them to and how they receive them and how they put back into you are directly tied to where that idea is going to go. And for a very long time, I've had the wrong people directly tied to my dream, meaning I'm telling the wrong people and I'm expecting them to help me push this thing along when all the while they were trying to figure out how to make sure it didn't happen. Because I didn't know who I was dealing with. I didn't know their intentions. I didn't know what I should be sharing with them and what I should not. So I say that to say that, you know, God makes no mistakes with who he brings into your life. I think that a lot of times we fail to listen, and a lot of times we move with our own personal feelings and our heart, and we make decisions even though God is telling us not to. But what happens in my case personally, speaking for myself, what happens is we put these people around us and God doesn't necessarily stop our dream. He doesn't say, well, you know what? It's not going to happen. It's over. But he does pause it because he knows that the people around you are not going to help, nor will they add to that dream. They may benefit from it, but they won't help the dream. They won't make it bigger as, you know, the dream needs to be. It needs to be bigger than us. And as of late, I found that things started moving as I started getting the right people around me. The people that were supposed to be here, people I'm supposed to be communicating with, sharing ideas with, because not only do they share ideas back with me, but they're very honest about the ideas. Not negative, meaning they don't say, well, now it's not gonna work because, you know, we don't need that here. Oh, it ain't gonna work, you know, we're in Alabama. We don't do that stuff here. But they are honest about, you know what? Hey, how's this gonna look? Have you laid this out? When you approach the next person, when you approach a sponsor, when you approach, you know, an athlete or a parent or a school, how does it look when you present this? Have you crossed all your T's? Have you dotted all your I's? Those are the things that are needed when a visionary is working. Because for me personally, I'm not afraid to admit that I can see it. I can put it out there, you know, and I can really make it look great. You know, it seems great, it sounds great. You know, all the pieces are there, but sometimes I fail to connect those pieces. I fail to put the puzzle together. I fail to cross that one T, or I fail to, you know, dot that I, or maybe I dot the I when it should be an uppercase I. You know, I do things like that because I'm human. And I've also learned in my experiences to not trust people more than I've learned to trust people. So it's very hard for me to bring people in around me, but it's necessary to push dreams forward. You can't do it by yourself. So I'm gonna go for a commercial break right quick, but when I get back, I wanna really dive into what the people around you need to be doing, what they should be adding to, you know, your process as you go towards your dream and your personal goals, what you should be adding to them, you know, and if that's not happening, what you need to do next. We'll be right back. This is the Art Whisperer Podcast. All right, guys, welcome back. This is the Art Whisperer Podcast. Like I said before, we are in season 3. Today, we're really just talking about the people around you and them pushing or pulling you towards your personal dreams or goals, ambitions, things of that nature. The breakdown of it, as you look at what your dream is and what you're trying to achieve, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know, if you're someone that's trying to start a business or, you know, launch some type of organization, whether you're, or even if you are going, you know, into the medical field or you want to be an attorney, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve personally, it could be small, big, the people around you play a role in that. So you don't want to have a lot of yes men around you, meaning you don't want people around you that when they hear you say something, they just automatically say, yeah, go ahead, you can do it. But then they don't really help you along the way. That I've experienced myself. I've had a lot of people around me that say, yeah, you can do that. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. And then once I actually start doing it and I say, well, you know what? I need help doing X, Y, Z. They're nowhere to be found. Or the second that, you know, they say, yeah, you should do this. You got to do it. We need it. Blah, 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 blah. And then when I do it, they don't come. They don't participate. They don't show up. You know, I've experienced both sides of that. But also, I've experienced where people are involved and they are asking questions and they are trying to see how they can be involved. And they're able to help push the narrative as far as what the dream is concerned. And at some aspect, sometimes you need them to pull you, not backwards, but you need them to pull you just a little bit of ways, because maybe you are in that moment where you are feeling down, like you don't feel like it's going to work. You're having those, you know, second thoughts about pursuing what you've been doing. And so sometimes you need the people around you to kind of pull you in that direction to keep going. What do they get from it, though? So everybody knows that every relationship that you have, whether it's a, you know, romantic relationship, a friendship, a partnership, you know, just a business relationship, an athlete to a coach, you know, whatever the relationship may be that you're involved in, there is an aspect of give and take. So you're going into this relationship giving something, and you have the expectation of receiving something back. Now, what that is that you receive differs. You know, you're not always looking for, you know, compensation. You're not always looking for, you know, people to, you know, shout you out and things of that nature. You're not always looking for the same amount, you know, in return that you give in. But there's always an expectation. And I think that we fail ourselves when we don't stay realistic about that. There's nothing wrong with knowing what it is that you're trying to get from that relationship. So, to put it in perspective with myself, if I have people around me that are helping me there, you know, pushing me along the way. They're guiding me. They're giving me advice. When I need them to show up, they show up. You know, they're accepting positions, and they're doing all these things that are going to help this dream that I have come true. What is it that they get in return? You know, there has to be something that they're going to then get in return. If we decide, like, you know what, when this really does happen and everything goes the way that we're envisioning it to go, and everybody's starting to really benefit from it, hey, they keep the position that they're in now, of course. But on top of that, compensation will then start coming, or, you know, bigger roles will start coming. You know, whatever it is on that back end that they'll get, that's concrete. Or, you know, there's an athlete involved. You know, if, hey, you're taking this risk with me, when it comes down to it, you know, I'm going to ride with you all the way. You know, if you're always down for me, always willing to, you know, show up to practices, to training, to all these things, I then know that in my mind, I'm always going to bring you along. You know, you'll always be there with me because I know that I can depend on you. And sometimes the talent level and the dependability are so far stretched from each other. So you can have a kid that's very talented, but they also have the expectation of ease. They want to go where it's free. They want to go where they don't have to do that work. They don't want to do anything. They don't really want to help you. They just want to benefit from you. But then you have the kids who may not have that, you know, 6'6" figure. They may not have, you know, all the bounce and the talent that this other kid may have, but they're going to work. They're going to show up. They're going to be dependable. They're going to be trustworthy. You know, that's the biggest thing. They're going to be trustworthy. And they're not going to just come into the picture saying, you know what, if he helps me, I could probably go to college. That's all I want. You know, I don't want to do all the extra stuff. So if he needs me to do something more, I'm not going to do it. So you have to have that give and take from the people that are in your circle that are directly tied to what you're trying to accomplish. In addition to, you know, you have to think about the pull factor, you know, the push and the pull. We talked about it going upwards, meaning going towards your dream. They can push you towards your dream. They can pull you towards your dream. But let's talk about the people around you that you have that are pulling you or pushing you the opposite direction. Those are the people that are just hanging around. They just show up when it's beneficial. You know, you have guys, I personally have had guys that know that I'm tied to a certain college or tied to a certain coach. And so they start coming around. They start showing up. They're here 24/7. They're always coming. They're always ready. You know, I'll do whatever. I'm ready. But the second it starts getting hard, the second I, you know, make it a little tougher, meaning you have to do a little bit more work. You have to show up a little bit more. You know, it doesn't become as easy as they think it's going to be. Because let's be real. When it comes to the recruitment side of it, just talking about the athletes right now, when it comes to the recruitment side of it, I can't force anybody to recruit anyone. No matter how tied I am to any coach, I can't say, well, man, bro, you owe me, because they don't. Nobody owes me a spot on their roster, you know, so I can't force anybody to give anyone a scholarship to their university or their college. And I think kids have that perspective when they come around. They're like, oh, this is going to be easy. I can get, you know, I can get an offer from this school because, you know, he has ties to this school. And then they get around, and then a month or so, 2 months pass by, and they haven't gotten an offer yet. So now all of a sudden, they stop coming around. They don't want to work as much. They don't want to show up as much. When it's time for, you know, these practices to start, they don't want to show up. When it's time for, you know, different things to start happening, they're nowhere to be found. Because their whole mindset was easy. And as they go through, easy is going to always be what they default to. You know, when it comes to, I don't want to do fundraisers because this coach over here said I can come play for free. I'm going to take the free instead of doing the work. So now when it's time for these colleges to start recruiting you, and there's a process that can be kind of lengthy sometimes, you don't make that process. You don't make it to the end because you're so used to things being easy. Now, when it's time for you to get on the line and run, and it's time for you to be in shape, and it's time for you to show that you can play, you know, full games, running full speed, and still make free throws, make shots, you can't do it because you're used to easy. From the kid to the parents, they're used to easy, you know. So that push factor. You have kids, you have parents, you have colleagues pushing you away from your dream because it doesn't directly benefit them in a way that they see necessary, which is fine. Understand that. I had to come to an understanding with myself that I can't be mad if someone does not want to help me or be a part of what I'm doing because it does not benefit them in the way they want it to. Perfectly okay. But what has to happen is that when you get to the other side of that and you start making way, and you start getting to the next level and things start kind of, you know, falling into place, those people can't come back. You have to understand that now they see the benefit. They see where they can be directly tied to what you have going on, and it helps them, so they want to come back because now they're in a place where, okay, I can jump in here because it's a little bit easier. The muddy waters have dried up a little bit, so now I can get in there and walk clean without getting my shoes dirty too much, so I'm good. They can't come back because all those people are going to do is weigh you down, weigh the team down. Everybody that's involved, that's pushing you and pulling and working, you're going to have this dead weight now come on here and trying to keep their shoes clean. You can't let them come back in when they didn't start when you started beginning. You can't let them come back. Those are the people that are going to push you away all the time. They're going to keep pushing you, keep pushing you, keep pushing you. And they have this persona. They're nice. They say the right things. You know, you feel, you know, empathetic for them because where they come from, they might come from single parent households. All these things start ringing in your head and you start to forget that at the end of the day, they choose not to want to do the work, not to want to be a part of the pushing upwards, not to want to be a part of the pulling upwards. They want to be on there when we're going downhill. But in a lot of situations, starting a business, starting an organization, starting something that's never been done before, there's not going to be a lot of downhill days. There's not going to be a lot of level playing field days. There's going to be a lot of hills, a lot of climbing, a lot of grinding, a lot of mud, a lot of deep water that's going to be heavy and it's going to be, you know, exhausting. Everybody can't go with you. The people around you have to be a part of the process. The people around you have to be a part of the process if they're going to be involved with the outcome. All right? Understand that. You can have as many friends and colleagues as you want that aren't going to directly be tied to what you're doing, what your dream is, and those people are fine. They can, you know, you can talk to them when you talk to them. Y'all can chat it up. Y'all can discuss whatever. But the people around you that are directly tied to your outcome have to be involved with the process, and how they're involved dictates how close you allow them to be. If they're involved negatively, meaning they're pushing you away from your dream, you have to cut them off or push them on the outside of that circle. If they're involved in a positive way, meaning they're pulling or pushing you towards your dream, you bring them closer. So I'll leave you with this today. Moving forward in whatever dream you may have, no matter how small you think it, no matter how big you think it, be very direct and be very sure about the role you allow people to play in your life. Do not let your empathy make you make decisions that push you away from your dream. Do not let people come into your life and benefit in a heavy way and only take from you. Be very direct, be very sure about the role people play in your life. Do not be afraid to have expectations. Do not be afraid to sometimes get it wrong, but be very direct and be very sure, because the people around you, I say it one more time, the people around you have to play a part in your process. Y'all tune in to the Dog Whisperer podcast. Have a good day.